Sorrow yelled at the two Abbey maids.
Take this rope and see if you can fix it to the top. Then go and help Brag and Hordy. I'm fine right here. They can only come at me one at a time.
They obeyed her immediately. As they jumped off the tree trunk, a big rat charged Springald, but he vanished over the rim with a yowl of dismay when Fenner pushed him with her spear butt. The squirrel maid was momentarily stunned.
I've just slain some beast,
Springald shouted.
Good. Mind your back, Fen.
The mouse maid deflected the spear with her own. She thrust and saw the look of surprised horror on the vermin's painted face as he fell dead. Steeling herself, Springald stood back to back with her friend.
Keep fighting or we're dead beasts.
Bragoon and Horsey fought their way through to the side of the two maids. The otter dispatched the charging weasel and shouted,
Give me that rope, Spring! You three, cover my back!
Grabbing the rope, he whirled it and flung it up, but it fell back. Bragoon whirled it once more, gritting his teeth against the sword blade held between them. This time, his throw was good. The chunk of wood lodged between the two broken staves, which they had fixed into the plateau. The otter swung his weight onto the rope, testing it. The rope held firm. He turned to the three young'uns.
Come on, mates, up you go. Hearty, take this sword. 'Tis too short for fighting spears with. Pass me your spear and get climbing.
Horty gave him the spear and took the sword, but the hare refused to climb up. There were six vermin left to face on their side. Slaying one with a slash to the throat, Horty shook his head.
Let Spring and Fen go. I'm staying here with you, sir. True blue and never fail. That's us braybacks, what?
The otter whacked the vermin over the skull with his spear, then kicked him swiftly into the abyss. Blood was flowing from a wound on his forehead as he turned on Horty furiously.
I said, get up that rope, hare! Do it now!
Between them, they faced off a vermin who was very fancy with his spear work. Horty muttered rebelliously.
I ain't going, otter. I can't leave you in sorrow here to face that flaming lot on your own.
Bragoon's eyes were blazing as he faced Horty.
What did I tell you? I'm in charge here. Obey me! Arr!
The vermin's spear point took the otter through the footpaw. He pulled the spear from his foe's grasp, ran him through with it, and booted him into oblivion. Livid with wrath, he rounded on the young hare.
Don't argue with me, mate. You're young like them two maids. You got all your lives ahead of you. Get that sword back to Redwall. Me and Sorrow knows what we're doing. We've lived one summer too long for all that. Now get up that rope, Horty, or I swear I'll run you through with this spear. Look after the two maids. Live your life for us. Now go!
Leaving Horty one vermin to deal with, the otter turned and limped out onto the long tree trunk to help Sarabando. Horty downed the vermin in a perilous rage, needlessly striking at the foe beast's carcass. Springald and Fenner looked down from the top of the plateau, howling hoarsely at their young friend.
Horty, come on, get up the rope!
You must obey Bragoon, do as you're told!
Clamping the sword in his teeth, Horty ran to the rope. He took one backward look at Bragoon and Sorrow. Though wounded in a dozen places, they were still fighting savagely. Reeling from a blow, Sorrow caught his eye and bellowed.
Get to the top and pull the rope up or they'll come after you and slay those two maids! Go! Go!
Blinded by tears of rage and helplessness, Horty went. Karen Jewel stood on the far ledge, urging his creatures forward. Seeing so many killed by the two old battlers who were holding off the advance, the wearer took up his trident and went out to fight. The vermin were still coming. Bragoon and Sorrow were bowed with fatigue, but covered in blood and severely injured, they were still taking on all comers. They fought side by side on the narrow causeway of timber, keeping their eyes on the advancing enemy, talking to each other as they thrust and parried. Sorrow panted.
The young'uns are gone. Pity we couldn't have gone with them.
Bragoon dislodged a foe beast with his spear.
What? You mean back to Redwall? Don't think I could have stood it, mate. Sitting in the gatehouse with old Fred counting me teeth as I fell out and dozing all day.